Welcome back. Game time here on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and, of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Live here from Werner Park. Tons of good stuff to tackle today. You know, George, I was looking. I saw some over-under win totals for the NBA regular season. Some point, I want to get into some ones that jumped out at me, because there are a few that I saw that I said, no way is that going to hit, or no way is they're going to win more games than that, because it is kind of a weird it is a weird season to try to project where some of these teams are going to finish, because the league is so dang balanced, man.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's crazy. I mean, there are a lot of teams that I like that you kind of sit there and go, oh, they're not going to win that many games. No, they're not going to win that many games. But the hard part is you're trying to, like, take into consideration how good that team is, but then also take into consideration the rest of the country and how much they – or rest of the league and how much it's improved. It's hard. It is hard. But I can't – I cannot wait to dive into some of that stuff, man. I cannot wait. Danny Woodhead's going to stop by at 12 o'clock. Excited to I guess it's going to be like my radio goodbye to Danny. Good God. That's going to be
here
I
we
can't
go.
Promise anything. Yeah.
Here we go.
I cried yesterday. I don't think I'm going to cry today.
Yeah, you're in public.
Yeah, that's the other thing. People are trying to buy gifts and whatnot and T-shirts. They're not trying to look over. Some guy starts crying. You just want to exit the gift shop. That's not what people are – that's not what people are wanting to do. That's not what people are wanting to have happen here at all. So I was – I got a bunch of Nebraska football things I wanted to dive into. I was reading some of the Lincoln Journal Stars that, you know, they have their camp countdown for the most important Huskers or most intriguing Huskers, I think, because they classified it by intriguing. And one of the last ones I read was Will Honus. They had him at number 18. And, you know, Honus is a guy that I think is massively important. And he was a guy that I actually thought there was a chance that he was going to be able to step in last year and lead the team in tackles. Junior college, stud, highly productive in JUCO. There seemed to be a little bit of a void at that linebacker spot. I thought there was a chance he was going to be able to step in and do his thing. And for a variety of reasons, first, you know, one of which is his health. I mean, he got hurt, but he never really, it never seemed to fully click for him last year. And this year, though, they're going to need him to elevate his game. I think he's super important. Nebraska's thin at that linebacker spot. They're going to need Will Honus to be a key contributor and stay healthy and be a really good player. But there was a quote from Barrett Rood that I thought was interesting. And it's not a new thing that we've read about Honus, but I think it's interesting to extrapolate to not just Honus, but the rest of the team. And here's the quote from Barrett on Will Honus. He said, the biggest thing with Will that he needs to learn, and he admitted it too, is he has to learn how to practice. He's a different player in games than he was in practice. Practice, at times you are like, well, why isn't he doing it like he did on his film from junior college? Then he gets into a game and you're like, oh, there it is. I think it's going to click for him. He's so studious and he tries to do everything so perfectly. Now he knows, hey, man, turn it loose. I won't bust you. And if you make a mistake going fast, we're still going to be all good. I have no doubt he's going to have a really, really good year. That's Barrett Rood talking about Will Honus. And first of all, I do think Will Honus strikes me as the one thing. I'm not so sure if I'm ranking hardest hitters on the team. Just I'm talking pure bring the pain, bring the thunder, hard hitters, that Honus isn't number one. Like when that dude hit you last year, he there was a violent collision. But so when guys are like that, sometimes they struggle when it's not full bore. You know what I mean? Like, in practice at times, they might not be tackling all the way to the ground, so it's a lot more mental work. And, like, he's a guy that I think is going to be at his best when it's full speed, live, knocking people's heads off. So that's number one. But beyond that, I think that quote from Barrett and that reality for Honus is something that is really important for this upcoming season. And that is the fact that the players now know exactly what to expect and what is expected of them. That matters a ton. And I don't care if we're talking about a football team, if you're in the business world, your job, whatever. When you know what to expect and what is expected, you usually do everything at a higher level. Understanding how to practice and what the coaches want will make you better. But it also develops and cultivates trust from the coaching staff to the player. And I think Barrett Rood, just like almost all coaches are, is a big trust guy when it comes to playing time. Can he trust you to know your reads, know your assignments, know your checks, and do your job? It's one thing to trust that a guy's going to, you know, play hard, right? Or play with passion. It's another thing the guy's going to be able to play with intelligence, too. I've known Barrett Rood my entire life, and obviously had an opportunity to play with him growing up, and then studied his, you know, obviously followed his collegiate career and pro career very closely. And Barrett Rood's a detailed guy. And Barrett, he's a detail-oriented guy who actually loved the grind. I think that's why he was so good. I mean, anybody that sees Barrett, if right now we were all at a restaurant and we were scanning the room and you saw Barrett Rood, you would not think, oh, that's the all-time tackle leader in the history of Nebraska football. Not an enormous guy. He's not an overly physically imposing dude. But one of the reasons he was so good is because he loved the process of football. The off-season conditioning, the weight room, the film study, practice, all the stuff that led up to Saturdays and then Sundays for him. Barrett Rood was a grinder process guy. And I think he's probably drawn towards those types of players. My guess is Nick Henrich, the Birksa, probably a process grinder guy. Jackson Hanna, linebacker from down south, probably a process grinder guy. But I think a lot of what we're talking about comes back to practice. And so when you think about that quote about Honus and learning how to practice and all those things, I think you can expand that to almost everyone on the roster that was around next year. Learning how to practice, learning what is expected, learning how to be consistent on a daily basis, not having a good day and then a bad day and then a good drill and then a bad drill. I'd have to imagine, Nebraska's practices will be way better this fall than they were last fall, and it stands to reason that that's going to lead to better performance on the field on Saturdays, right? Man, that's not a hard correlation to make or dot to connect. I think the day-to-day comfort and knowledge for everything with that type of stuff is so much higher. I mean, again, it's no different than any of your jobs driving around or listening right now. Just think about how much more comfortable you are with the little daily things with your job, kind of that second time around, for lack of a better term. Right? I know for me, I can't tell you how much better I was in practice in year two at Kansas. Not just because I was a better player, but because I knew what to expect and what Coach Self expected of me. Same thing at Creighton. This is what he wants out of this drill. This is what he wants day to day. This is what he wants here. There you go. I think there are probably a bunch of guys that fall under that Will Honus camp of they've needed to learn how to practice. They've needed to learn how to practice better. And I think they will. I think they will. Especially because now the coaching staff, from Mario Verduzco to Ryan Held to Barrett Rood and everyone in between, now all the coaches can play the card of, I told you this a year ago. We went over this last year. I corrected you on this last year. We've been over this. You know better. They can play that card. Last fall, they couldn't, right? Last fall, it was a little harder. It was a little harder. Nothing will drive a coach more crazy than repeat offenders of the same mistakes in practice. Nothing will make a coach go more cuckoo than that. And I would assume that a lot of that is about to go away. Because they know what to expect, and they know what's expected of them. And the other thing with Will Honus is this, and this happens to a lot of players. There are so many players who are just so much better than everyone else that they never really had to bring it every day in every rep in practice. High school, junior college. They can kind of just go through the motions in practice, in drills, and then go light switch it and light it up in games. There's a lot of guys in high school and JUCO, they can do that. Doesn't work like that at the next level. Doesn't work like that in the Big Ten. You can't go through the motions Monday through Friday and think you're going to have a hell of a Saturday at Wisconsin or against Northwestern or against Ohio State. You're kidding yourself. Hey, Coach, I'll get it on Saturday. No, you better get it now or you are not going to get it on Saturday. You got to practice and prepare at a high level. And I know that sounds cliche, but there's a lot of guys that they get lulled into bad habits. Where, geez, my whole life I've been able to kind of have a certain level of intensity and focus at practice, and I've always been the best player on the field, so why would this be any different? Well, because now you're in the Big Ten, brother. And sometimes it takes a year for some guys to learn that. So some of the newcomers might have had to go through that last year. Will Honus, Jerron Winyard, Miles Jones, all those kinds of guys. I think those guys learned a lot on a variety of levels and will be much better practice players, making them better players in the games. So I thought that was interesting, really, really interesting, to read that little nugget on Will Honus and then kind of think about the rest of the team. 402-951-1620. Again, Danny Woodhead, Robin Washit, Andy Kendi, Marty Cordero, all still to come on the show. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com, or hit me on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, at Nick Baugh, NickBahe. We're rocking and rolling here live from Werner Park. Game time.